Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Half Hour Message. It's 12:31, 2017. The last day of our year of 2017, folks. Let this be the last year that you live the way you have in the past and start living for the Lord starting today. Let tonight be that night. If this is going to be a new year for us, let's look to the new year to make those changes, not changes of how the world wants us to change. This morning, folks, I thank you all for being here, and God bless you. I have a song for you this morning. I have some prayer requests. I'm going to go over to prayer requests after the song. It'll give everybody a chance to get here and get situated. We're going to start out in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 at verse 17, and we'll read to verse 21, and then we're going to go to Psalms 37, verse 5. But put your finger on 2 Corinthians 5 for now, and we'll go from there when I come back. But the first song that we have, like I said, is it's going to be Praise Him, because we should be praising the Lord every day, all day long. Get the volume for you, folks. Thank you for being here, folks. It's a joy to have you here. As always, every week I try to bring some prayer requests and get some things straightened out for people and sing to the Lord and get the word out. And this morning, folks, I just want to praise the Lord for my own situation. I don't normally do this, but I'm telling you, we'll go into that at some other point. But I am so thankful that God has provided everything I need, when I need it, how I need it. Our furnace went out last night, and we have wood for a wood stove and pellets for a pellet stove, and all because of God. And I won't go into all the details, but I'm telling you, it's a blessing. When you open your eyes and you see how wonderful God is, how he prepares the way for us, he does this because he loves us, folks. And when you do what he asks you to do, he blesses you. So this morning our prayers are, we have some prayer requests, and one of them is for Tara Fisher. Tara Fisher, I noticed her post last night. She's very sick. She's got the flu. I'm sure her family's not doing well. She's not the only one in her family. I think her husband had gone through it. Her young son had gone through it. And it's going back around, and it's just passing around. So, folks, I'm telling you, with the flu season coming up, take your vitamins, take your medicines, what you have to take, and keep your hands clean and be careful who you're visiting and what's going on in your life and make sure that you're not visiting those that do have the flu. Not that we don't want to be around them, but we got to make sure we take the precautions to take care of ourselves. Then we have Tara had someone pass away in her family not long. I think it was an aunt. Yeah, it was an aunt that passed away. And then we have another one, Kathy Pinkham. Her dad is sick in the hospital again. He's very ill. He's 80-some years old, and I'm sure he's probably at that door, folks. He's at the door just waiting. So please pray for him that he'll pass peacefully when the time comes. There's some others, folks. Like I said, I usually put up for prayer requests. I didn't see any this morning. That doesn't mean there isn't any. That just means that we have to look harder to see what's going on because people are busy and they didn't get back to us with all of the prayer requests. But let's just say this, folks. We know that there's people out there that need your prayers. We know that there's people out there that love you and care for you. There's a little girl, a little girl. She's an adult now. She has a son. Her name is Rachel. Her son has a tumor on his head. I'm not sure what's going on there. My friend Zena, she's got some issues going on. And her mom is real, real sick. She had to have some kind of a bolt or a shunt or something put in her brain to take the pressure off of her brain. They were going to stop doing that yesterday because they can't control the blood. They can't get it to slow down. They can't get it to stop. My friend Camille up north, real nice guy. I find out the other day he's sick, and he's worried about having cancer. He's elderly. He's up there. When I say elderly, he's in his 80s. He's just concerned because there's so much cancer going around, folks, and there's so many others, and there's so much going on. So if we could, folks, let's just pray for those. Pray for the ones that are sick. Pray for the five souls that were lost the other day, folks. These were homeless people that were living in the street in Portland, Maine. They passed away because of the frigid temperatures, folks. So please pray for their families. Pray for them. I'm sure that they wanted to do things, but they're in a situation they couldn't get out of. They didn't know any way out. And Jesus is our way. He's given us an answer, folks. Now, would that have helped them people in the streets? I don't know. I don't know. I just know that if they knew Jesus, they might have been inside. The choices that they make to stay outside as homeless people sometimes are choices of their own doing, folks. There are shelters that are open, and I'm not sure if they chose to stay out or just happened to be locked out that night. Either way, five lives were lost because of frigid tempers. It's very cold out. Lord, we just ask that you watch over all of those people in the street. Help those that are out there to go find a place to get help so they don't have to deal with the cold. So make the choice to serve, to go and serve you and at least get inside. And, Father, we ask for Zena's mother, that you, when the time comes, that she pass without any harm, or if you're going to heal her, Lord, that you're going to stop the blood from flowing the way it has been into her brain, that you would do it today and just give her peace and let the doctors find out what's going on. The same with Camille, Lord. We just ask that you watch over them. Help those tests that came through the other day just pass and not be an issue. Tara Fisher and her family being sick with the flu, that you would wipe that out and clean that house clean. Help them to feel better today, Lord. Let's not wait. Let's get it done right now. Let's ask, Lord, please, watch over the family and heal them and help them not to feel sick any longer. She's been through enough this past year, and for many years, actually, with Dara. Her health has not been the best, and this flu doesn't make it any easier. Lord, we ask that you bless the message this morning, that it would touch people's hearts, that their ears would be open to hear the gospel, that their eyes would be open, that they would see the blessings of the Lord. To see all the things that you do for us, Lord. Thank you for being here, and God bless you. This morning's message, folks, like I said, is going to come from out of 2 Corinthians, and I'll go there. Let me get my other set up here so that we know where we're at. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and down to 21. 5:17 says this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled unto us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have that gospel, so that we can see that the word reconcile means to be reconciled means to be rejoined. Because we were once, and we need to be brought back into the fold of Jesus Christ. Amen. Folks, I know as a child, we weren't born to walk around sinning the way we sin today in this world. Let this past year be forgotten. Like it says in verse 17, you are a new creature. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you know that he's the only Son of God and you know that he's your Savior, then you are saved, folks. Please live like it. You know, when we get baptized as Christians, it says they put us under the water. It says we are buried in his likeness. We are raised to walk in newness of life when we come out of that water. That newness of life means we leave our old buried as far as the east from the west, in the depths of the seas, never to be found, never to be brought up ever again. Because when we come out of that water, we are not only just cleaned from the water, we are blessed and washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. You have to understand that Jesus is God in the flesh, come down from heaven, as the book says. It says here, it says, and all things are of God who hath reconciled us, verse 18, to himself by Jesus Christ. Reconciled to who? We're reconciled to God because of Jesus Christ. And hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. The ministry, that means the word of God, shared to us, taught to us, that we can be changed from who we used to be to who we are now. That's why I wrote this as a new year and new opportunities. We have a new opportunity to share the gospel with others. We have a new opportunity to be reunited with Jesus Christ. We have the opportunity to turn from our wicked ways and see that God is real, that he is our Savior, that Jesus Christ washed us with his blood when he died on that cross. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You see, people will say that they're going to make sacrifices in a New Year's resolution. I'm going to quit smoking. My sacrifice is I'll give these filthy, nasty cigarettes up. There will be people that will say, I'm going to lose X amount of weight because I'm tired of being fat. They're going to give up those habits of theirs. There is their, right, and there is their sacrifice. They're going to sacrifice the sweets and the fat foods. There are those that are going to want a new relationship, or they're going to want to fix the old relationship, or they're going to try to have a better life, or they're going to look for a better job, or they're going to do something else. They're going to study. Maybe they'll go to college. Maybe they'll just take some courses. Who knows? But you're going to sacrifice yourself, your time, the selfish you, the self inside of you, to do something. How about sacrifice and selfishness altogether? You know, the Bible says that if we serve ourselves, we can't serve Jesus Christ. And that's the truth. Because all of us have desires, myself included. None of us are righteous, no, not one. The Bible clearly tells us we're all sinners. And our sin comes, our selfish desire is our sin. Our selfish desire for a better physique by being an exercise. You know, going to the gym and exercising so that we look healthier, we feel better. We eat differently. You know what I'm saying, folks. So the change that I'm telling you about is nothing new. This is not even something that you haven't considered in the past. You're going to do something different to make your life better in the coming year. How many people say, Happy New Year. I hope this next coming year treats you better than the last. It will treat you better if you make the right changes. And the right changes I'm talking about is casting off your old self, your selfishness. You're living for yourself. You're living for the world. You're serving the world's God, Satan and his demons who love to deceive us and keep us confused. And you're going to go, look, in the Bible it says, if I serve God, I can flee from the devil. If I refuse to accept him, he'll flee from me eventually. Eventually our sins stop bothering us. Those selfish desires that we've had where we want to fulfill our lusts of the flesh. whether it be money, gambling, drugs, alcohol, sex, so on and so forth. Folks, the only way you're going to have that peace, love, joy, happiness, and fulfill the desires of God in your heart, where you can have the peace the Bible talks about, that only comes from you looking towards Christ for the guidance, the strength that He alone provides, so that you can refuse to live for self and selfishness and the lusts of the flesh. The opportunity's there for that, folks. The opportunity's there for you as a Christian to share the gospel more this year. When you're around your friends and they're talking filthy jokes or talking, you know, against what's right, against righteousness, if they're calling out Christians on the doormat and saying how rotten they are, how foolish they are, living by a book from the past 2,000 years ago, written by a man, you should be able to say as a Christian, yeah, it was written by a man's hand, but inspired by God. That old book from 2,000 years ago, if people lived by it, would be blessed today. We'd have less crime. We'd have less lust. We'd have less greed. We'd have five more lives living today, because those five people in the street would have had a place to live and would not have been using alcohol or drugs or living in the street, shunning the responsibility of taking care of themselves and finding shelter. Sometimes our selfish pride, which we all have, myself included, we have to shun that pride and go, you know what? I have to go do this because it's right. Rather than turn my head from what's right and go, whatever, I'm going to go do what I want to do. And sometimes our pride stops us from asking for help. When the blessing is given to the person offering it, when we go to them and say, I'll take that blessing. It's not easy, folks. I know. I get it. I understand it. But let's look at something else before it gets much later. We're going to go over to Psalms 37. I'm going to go find it. As always, it's in my notes, so I don't want to pass it up. It wouldn't be right for me not to share what I have written out for notes today. Psalm 37, and I believe we're on verse 5. So, am I right? Yes. Psalm 37, verse 5. And verse 5 says this. It says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. You see, what he was talking about here was, fret not thyself, it says in verse 1, because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You see, when we delight ourselves in the Lord doesn't want for us to be lustful. He doesn't want us to have the desires of the world. He says we should shun those. So when He says, I'll give you the desires of thine heart, when you're doing the delightful things of God, those things become, we're seeking for love, joy, and peace, and happiness in a relationship, in our family, in our life, in our livelihood. And then and only then will we find that peace that the Bible talks about. And like it says here, it says, fret not thyself because of the evildoers. Don't concern yourself with how they live or what they do or how they gain their riches or what brings them joy, because their joys, in the end, have no peace. You look at the people that have won the lottery and are bankrupt and have gone on to lead lives of misery. They've done things that are of no use to them. All that money did them no good. People that are successful, that don't do the work for God. And I'm talking about some of the Christians, folks. Not just the ones that are just worldly people, but the Christians that have these beautiful mansions and have used their money for themselves so they can look good. And this nonsense about if I speak it and claim it, God will give it to me. That's not true. The Bible doesn't say it. The Bible says, my promises I will give you. They're not what you ask for, and he says, oh, yes, I'll give you that mansion, because you're listening to the wrong God, folks. The opportunities for you to use your gifts, your skills, your livelihood to help others, to do God's work, is the opportunities I'm talking about. Leave the year where it was in the past, folks. Yes, there are many blessings that we can look past and go, look at how God took care of me. And we can share those blessings with others. Look at all the things that I did in the last year without being puffed up for Christ. So I can encourage others that they too can do the same thing. We don't do that out of pride. We do it out of God gave me the strength to do these things. Just like I started sharing the gospel over 6 years ago. I didn't do this on my own. And you'll hear me tell people, I am just a vessel sharing the water that he's provided. God has been good to me. He's given me more than I could ever ask for. More than I'll ever deserve. Not leading the life that I led for sure. There are other verses, folks. You know, to many of us are thinking of ways to be a better person, I told you. You want to be a better person? Serve Christ. Don't go out in the world and think, well, I'll just get a better job, then I can get a bigger house, then I can have a nicer car, I'll keep a better place, people won't think so lowly of me, because all this, when you came into this world, wasn't yours. When you go out, it won't be yours either. You came in naked, and you'll go out naked. Oh, you may have a suit on while you're laying in the coffin, or you may have a dress on when you're in the coffin. But I'm going to tell you, folks, spiritually, you came in naked. Spiritually, you'll go out naked. The choice is yours where you end up with from here. Only you and you alone make the choice whether you go to heaven or you go to hell. God doesn't do that. God gives you the opportunities. They're laid out before you. You get to serve him or you get to serve yourself. If you serve yourself, then you serve Satan. If you serve the Lord, then you serve God. And if you're doing that, God will bless you and provide for you. And you'll be content with those provisions. You see, many of us will look around and say, well, I don't have this or I don't have that. Oh, how I need this or oh, how I need that. A true Christian knows, it says in the Bible, it says, how to be content. I know how to be abased. I know what I have need and how I am to be abased. And I'm paraphrasing here, folks, because I'm stumbling on my words as I'm reading some other things. In order to set the calendar right, the Roman century, back when, in 153 BC, declared January 1st to be the beginning of the new year. But tampering continued until Julius Caesar in 46 BC. I'm reading you a little tidbit of history, folks. Established what has come to be known as the Julian calendar. It again established January 1st as the new year. But in order to synchronize the calendar with the sun, Caesar had to let the previous year drag on for 445 days because he wanted it to fall on the right time. Shouldn't we be trying to make our lives fall at the right time? We should be working through the past year to where we are now. And I looked that up because I wanted to know when we decided there was a new year. And what was that about? And how did we go about this whole Happy New Year thing? Did you know that back then they decided that they would start making resolutions way back then? This is nothing new, folks. But how come none of the resolutions have changed the world? Many of Christians have changed the world. Many of Christians have gone out and done the right thing. Many of the Christians have done for each other, for others in the world, and help the lost, and help the ones that needed to eat. Worldly people don't do that. Worldly people are too busy pointing their fingers, looking at others, and being prideful, and saying, why should I help them? If they don't want to work, they shouldn't eat. But it's also our job as a Christian to do what Jesus does. It's funny how many of these same people today, and I won't go into name calling or nothing else, will pick on Christians and blame them and say that, oh, it's an outdated book, this, that, and the other. But they don't look at how Jesus helped those that went without. Because they're too busy taking care of their own selfish needs and selfish desires. Many people make the New Year's resolution exercise program, I told you. And I also told you that there's many in Christ that are new creatures. They have to learn to change, folks. Are you a new creature? Are you willing to change? That's what I'm talking about. I want to know whether you're willing to change for Christ. I have one more song for you, folks, that I got to play out. And I'll do that because I think it's important. As always, there's much to be said, much to be done. Lord, Jesus loves you. You got to understand, folks, this is not just a game. It's not something that comes along and you just brush it under the rug and don't worry about it. You think on these things, folks. It's up to you to make the choice. Up to you to decide whether you're going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. The people that don't believe in it, that's their choice. It's their choice not to believe. But they'll have made that choice of who they serve and what God they serve. There are only two. You'll either serve Satan, the selfish one, or you'll serve God, the righteous one. You want the blessings, I'm telling you, folks. There's blessings to be had. The blessings come from Jesus Christ. There's one song I have for you. It's called Are You Washed in the Blood? Thank you for listening. God bless you. The question for you is, are you going to make new opportunities out of this year? Are you going to live in the old past? Are you going to continue to live your life the way you have? It's time for you to make those choices, folks. Today's your day. Before you go into the new year, ask, are you going to be washed in the blood? Are you going to live right, or are you going to live the way you've always lived? Time to make your choices, friends. Thank you for being here. God bless you. I'll see you again next week. Come see me. Find me over on Facebook, over at William Preacher Bill Barnes. Thank you for being here, and God bless you.